Hello?
Hi, is Richard in, please?
Yes.
Hi, Richard. My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at the Bank of Cardiff. I work with Lena here. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I thought maybe your cell phone was a better number to reach you because I know you're in and out. Is now an
Yes,
okay
yes.
time?
No, yes, it's a good time.
All right, great. So my name is Reuben Goldstein. I've been with Bank of Cardiff for about 9.5 years, so if you have any questions, I sure should have the answers at least. I just kind
Okay.
of want to go through your file real quick and ask you a few basic questions to sign off on an approval for you, okay?
Okay.
So I think what I was just curious was, in the past, we got your business approved, and then it kind of you decided to not move forward. So I just kind of want to figure out what happened and what you're looking for right now.
No, we're looking for the same thing, but I guess what happened there was that I guess the rates were a little too stiff for us.
Okay. Oh,
That's
okay.
all.
And
That's all.
I understand, and you don't mind if I speak to you frankly, right? I'm sure you'd want someone to just be honest with you and tell you what's available, correct?
Yeah.
So we actually do two things here. We're a direct lender, but we're also a syndicator. And I think what you've been doing is you've been kind of shopping your deal to a lot of different lenders. And what this means is that either A, someone has not been reasonable with you on expectations, or B, someone has told you rates that don't exist. So there's got to be some kind of gap. So what kind of rates and terms are you looking for, and what amount of money are you looking for right now?
Oh, it's only maybe 300,000. That's all.
Okay. And
And rate something that is going on in the market.
okay.
Nothing outrageous. Nothing like, nothing like hard money.
Okay. Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
Yes, I have with banks. Yes. At the
Okay.
present, I have no loans. We're loan debt free in terms of my line of credits or anything like that. Nothing. Zero.
Do you
I'm
currently have
good.
it? Okay. Do you currently have any lines of credit?
No, I have not. We've been doing it all along with the company's money and my money and it's just that this is a high season. We're expecting we're expecting good orders and we just need to be prepared. This is the last quarter of the year, so.
Understood. I'm assuming your holiday season's pretty strong.
Yeah, not only that, I just spent quite a bit of money. I mean, a seven-figure number, on a machine, a brand new filling machine out of Italy. So,
Did you finance
that was quite a bit.
that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. Who did you finance that with?
No, I did. I did. Me. I financed it
Okay.
myself.
When did you get that machine?
That machine, it's been working for the past 30 days. So, we're still, getting the kinks out, getting the people to train them to get the most out of that machine. Yeah.
Okay. And did that just get to, so it just got delivered about a month ago? Okay. So I can actually give you some insight because I think there's a few different products that we'd offer you, and it's kind of setting realistic ideas. So we
Okay.
have two types of loans we offer here. One is a unsecured loan. That is a cash-based loan. One thing you mentioned was a hard money loan. Hard money loans refer to interest, they refer to real estate-based transactions where there's a tremendous amount of equity. This is a completely different product because it's a cash loan. It doesn't have that real estate security. We also offer equipment financing. Now, it might make more sense if you are to do both for you to help you out because a secured loan's always going to be much, much cheaper than an unsecured loan, and I'm sure you can understand why, due to risk. So, I guess the question is, when did you get that piece of equipment for the when did you get that piece of equipment for the
Well, I started sending money about 6 months ago.
Okay,
Yeah.
but it just when did it exactly arrive? Because there's certain rules to do a loan against a piece of equipment,
Oh,
and
it arrived about 45, 60 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been installing it, and it takes time to install those.
It arrived about 45 or 60 days ago. Okay.
6 days ago, yes.
60. Okay. So, and then the cash that you're looking for, is it just to have stock on hand, or are you trying to buy something in bulk?
No, nothing, just stock at hand and raw materials, that's all.
Okay. And do you remember what you were offered last time or no?
No, I don't remember, Ruben.
And did you get an offer? There's a company called National Funding that pulled your credit. They're out of San Diego. Did they give you an offer in the past?
National funding. Don't recall.
But I'm assuming that many people have offered you this product and you've turned it down, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go through the expectations, and feel free to answer any questions if you want. One thing you mentioned was, you know, just $300,000. When you talk about a cash loan, it's extremely risky. This is not a credit line where we're analyzing your financials. It is a high-risk product because there is no reason for someone to pick up the phone if they're starting to miss payments. Unlike a piece of equipment, we get nothing if someone doesn't perform. So regarding interest, you have to be comfortable paying a certain amount of interest on these loans due to the risk, but it's still a great product. The second thing is, in terms of cost and term length, we offer anything from 12 to 18 months. So I'm really not on the sales side, and I would just kind of, I don't know what conversations you have with Lena, but what kind of expectations did she set for you on the cost of this loan?
No, we didn't talk about that.
Okay. She didn't have, and in the past, so I guess the question I'd ask you is, in order for this cash loan to work, what kind of rates are you seeking, or what are you expecting, say, on a yearly or over 18 months? What kind of terms are you expecting?
Well, no more than 5, 6%.
Okay. For an unsecured loan, that doesn't exist in today's market.
Okay.
It's frankly impossible. That's a real estate-based loan. That's a collateralized loan. I can offer you something very competitive, but the reason I can't offer you 5% is it just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You would have to be realistic. I mean, and I don't want to have Lena lose opportunity in your business or Bank of Cardiff, but unsecured loans don't cost 5%. It's impossible to make those numbers happen. I guess what I'd ask you is, how does getting, say, if you get 250 or 300,000, let's just use a quarter million as an idea, how does that help your business?
Well, again, you know, to get raw material readily available.
Okay. But in terms of money, how would that help you? Like over the next year or the next holiday season, how would that help you in terms of a cost basis and revenue and net income? How would that help you?
Increase my sales.
From what to what? Like, can you give me some numbers so I can understand it from your perspective?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're working on accounts. I cannot tell you that right now. It's all on projections.
Just projections. Let's just say, assume you get 250,000 wired to your account tomorrow. Can you tell me kind of your projections on what that would do for your business?
Well, within a year, I would say I would increase another $1 million.
Okay. Give me a second here. And you're aware of your credit score, correct?
I'm sorry?
You know what your credit score is, correct?
Somewhere between 6.5 and 7.
Your score right now is a 640.
Okay.
One of the reasons is that you pay all your bills on a timely basis, but there's a lot of debt you have, and a lot of that debt is called, you know what revolving debt is, correct?
The credit cards.
Credit cards and home equity. So it seems here that Bank of America, it says credit line no longer available in repayment phase. So did they cut your line of credit, Bank of America?
No, I cut them off.
Why'd you cut them off?
Because I don't need them.
Okay.
I don't need him. I don't want that line of credit. That line of credit is down to, my home is worth $1.5 million, okay? Just so you know.
Okay.
Easy. And so I owe, what, $299, $290 on that line of credit or credit card, whatever. So there's no, as a human here, as a puppet, rather, you know, there's nothing I'm going to get to fight Bank of America to demean me that way. You know, I don't care. But they feel that way because they're hurt. I don't care. But I got money on another account from them, you know, on Merrill Lynch. So, you know, you tell me. It's all a game.
Okay. It's not a game with us. Just, you know, we're a relationship-based institution, and that's the other thing I was going to ask you. You're in California. We're a California bank. you know, we do work with customers on a repeat basis. What I see on your credit is that there's a lot of shopping around, and I'm not trying to be rude to you. I'm trying to tell you the truth. I see that your credit, like, just for example, your credit gets run a lot because I'm seeking, assuming you're seeking kind of the best deal. Is this more of a one-off transaction, or are you looking for like an existing relationship where you can consistently access money on a repeat basis? Is this a one-time thing, or do you?
I don't know. You know, I haven't signed any approvals on, you know, like you said, you mentioned national. I mean, I don't even recall signing anything with them for them to run my credit. Maybe they run the credit first, and then they start chasing me for some loans and money. You know, I don't
know. They're a pretty big institution. I'm assuming maybe you were working with a broker who was trying to shop your deal all over town. That's really prevalent in our industry. So you said if you got $1 million, you said if 250 would lead to $1 million in a year in sales. But how much of that is actually profit?
About 5% net profit.
So your business is a very low margin business, but high volume. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
So basically, in order for this loan to work over a year time frame, if it costs more than $50,000, it doesn't make sense for you.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. All right. And then I know you came back to Lena. Are you looking for any other equipment financing or working capital this time? Is there any other machinery you're looking for?
No.
Okay. And when are you looking to make a decision here?
About what?
About, you know, a loan. When are you looking to get funded? Are you trying to do something immediately? Is it something that's a month or two out? What's your time frame?
You mean with you guys or
no, with any, with in general? You know, we're not the only company that lends money.
No, of course not. Right now, I'm looking at right now.
Okay. And have you applied for any other loans with any other financial institutions?
Yes, I have.
Can I ask, are those banks or those other finance companies?
Yeah, something like that, in that direction.
Okay. Has anyone told you about like rates and terms, what to expect, or are you just waiting to hear back from them?
Just waiting to hear back from them.
Okay. So here's what I can do for you. This conversation has been really helpful, and just to confirm, also, I'm assuming there's a minimum amount of money you need. What, and is that minimum amount like 200, 250, or what's the minimum you're willing to consider?
Well, I told you 300,000.
Okay. Would you be open to a really good deal at 250, or does it have to be 300 or nothing?
No, 250. Yeah, okay. Same thing.
Okay. So I'm going to take the opportunity to be realistic with you. I'm not on the sales side, but I actually do have a really big book of business because I was on the sales side, and I always earn my business by telling people the truth. So I don't think anyone's taken the time to actually be realistic with you, and I will talk to Lena about how these loans work, and it's a shame. It sucks because you're shopping your credit all over town. You don't need to shop your credit all over town, and someone just needs to tell you the truth, and I'm going to do that for you, okay? So when you talk about unsecured loans, there is a cost to these loans. They are not close to 5%. They're not close to 10%. They are high-risk products because there's no collateral involved, especially when you talk about $250,000. It is a good product that can help your business grow. If you talked about 200 now, if you talk, I don't know if you flip the money multiple times, like if you get the money and keep on flipping it and flipping and flipping it, but if you looked at, say, $250,000 over a year, and just to confirm, the $50,000 in net profit you'd make, that's over 1 year, or is that over a few months and you keep on flipping the money each time, or is that $50,000 net in a year?
In a year.
So that means that if you looked at $250,000, and you did this over, say, a year, the minimum I think you should expect to pay on that loan is about, just to give you an idea, the minimum I'd say on that loan, that cost of that loan would probably be around $45,000. What probably is an appropriate product for you is doing something longer term, like a year and a half, because you'll be able to flip the money, you'll be able to have the money longer, but you'll drive the effective cost of the money down. So unlike car loans, when you do a, you know, if you do a 3-year loan versus a 5-year loan on a car loan, you're going to pay a higher rate, correct?
Yes.
But if you do actually in a business loan and you do a longer term time, you're going to do a shorter loan. You're going to do a lower cost. So if you go from like 12 to 18 months, your actually risk is less because there's less burden on your cash flow. And so you actually be put in a good position. Additionally, to have an open line of communication, we do equipment financing. We never advise customers to pay cash for their equipment because they can get a loan against the equipment. Those loans are really cheap because they're secured. The only issue that I'd see here is the equipment got delivered 60 days ago, and if we had known that up front, did you share that information with Lena or no?
No, because we never talked about equipment.
Yeah, I think we do loans against that equipment, and that's really a great product for you. I just don't know if that product will be available because there's certain rules and regulations about doing reimbursements, and it's usually within 30 days of the equipment being delivered. But I'm more than happy to ask and see if that can be done for you, okay?
Okay.
So kind of to recap our conversation, I'm going to put a pen to paper here. I'm going to try to sign off on your approval, and hopefully we can just, you know, win your business on being honest. That's the whole game plan here, is not telling you it's going to be 6%, not going through that whole game with you, just telling you the truth.
Okay.
I've thrown a lot of information at you. What questions can I answer for you right now?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. All right. I will be getting back to you in about an hour or two. Is this the best number to reach you at?
Yes.
All right. I will be calling you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ruby.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.